CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 16th of July 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. 40-metre GB2RS broadcast back next week. Technical parameters from Ofcom for Wi-Fi on 5.7 gigs. Latest episode of the TX Factor out now. Today, the 16th of July, there will be no news broadcast on 40 metres from Germany because both newsreaders are attending their radio, the ham show at Friedrichshafen in Germany. They'll resume on the 23rd. Ofcom have issued a statement confirming the technical parameters for the extension of Wi-Fi in the 5.7 gigs amateur band. Following extensive input, the RSGB welcomes the conservative approach that Ofcom are taking and look forward to this being properly enforced. The new regulations are effective from the 7th of August. Full details at https://tinyurl.com/y(98356)n(November)9. The summer edition of TX Factor is out now and includes a trip to Norwich, where Pete M0PSX spends a day with the Norfolk Amateur Radio Club at their recent annual Field Day Radioactive. He also chats to RSGB President Nick Henwood, G3RWF, about his club initiative. TX Factor goes digital as Mike G1IAR gives Bob G0FGX an introduction to operating on DMR. Yaesu Fusion and D-Star, they also visited Devon Amateur, who set up a fusion gateway to find out how he went about it. The next episode of TX Factor, sponsored by the RSGB and MLNS, is available at www.txfactor.co.uk and on YouTube, and this is professionally produced in HD, looks great on a full-size TV, but works equally well on a PC, Mac, tablet or smartphone. Due to essential maintenance, the Ofcom licensing portal will be unavailable from 15:30 on Friday the 14th of July until 0600 Monday the 17th of July 2017. At this year's RSGB convention, there will be the opportunity to sit the FCC test for a US license at 1 p.m. on Sunday the 15th of October. Please contact Martin G3ZAY, g3zay@btinternet.com, before the event if you'd like to sit an exam. This is important as he wants to ensure there are enough exam papers available and that candidates have the correct paperwork. The latest YOTA 2017 vlog features Steve Bunting, M0BPQ, who's the station manager for GB2GP at Gilwell Park. During the YOTA camp, there'll be a five-band SES running and morning tonight. There'll be a five-band SES running from morning to night with the call sign GB17YOTA. The RSGB has provided an award for those who make contact, so listen for the youngsters on the air that week. You can see the vlogs via rsgb.org/yota-vlogs. In further microwave-related news, Ofcom have also confirmed that the final details in their forthcoming auction of 2.3 and 3.4 gig spectrum that was removed as part of the 2014 licence review. The auction documents include an information memorandum with considerable detail of amateur and primary user usage in these bands. The auction link can be found at tinyurl.com/yc8frb(8e). The resurrected 25 MHz signal of time and frequency standard station WWV is now emanating a 2 kilowatt signal from a circularly polarized turnstile antenna. It's hoped the latest antenna change to circular polarization might be helpful to anyone studying propagation during the next month's total solar eclipse, which will be visible across the US. WWV has invited listeners' comments and reports on its 25 MHz signal by email to wwv@nist.gov. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 16th, the McMichael Rally takes place at Reading Rugby Football Club, Home Park Farm Lane, Sunning on Thames, Reading, RG46ST. Talks will be S22. Parking is free, doors open 9:30 a.m. and entry is £3. Tables and car boot spaces are £10. There'll be a trade stand and special interest groups. To catering and licensed bar will be available on site. Due to venue rules, no dogs are allowed other than assistance dogs. Details from Andy 0777 594 0016. Next Sunday, the 23rd, the Finningley ARS Rally will take place at the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Sandcroft in Doncaster, DN85SX. Doors open at 10:30. There's free parking, a large indoor and outdoor trader area. Hot food and drinks are available all day. Admission £3. Contact Kevin G3AAF 07831 614 640. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please include full details and send them to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. The Kuala Lumpur DX team will be active as 9 Mike 4 IOTA from Pangkor Island, which is AS072, in West Malaysia from the 22nd to the 24th of July. They'll be operating CWSSB in digital modes on the 10 to 80 metre bands, QSL direct to 9 Mike 2 Oscar Oscar Oscar. Philip G4 PWO will be active as 8 Quebec 7 PW from the Maldives or Maldives, AS013, for 2 weeks starting on the 18th of July. He's likely to concentrate on 40, 20, 17, 15 metres using SSB if conditions are good, digimodes if bad. QSL via his home call sign via the Bureau, Logbook or of the World and EQSL or Log Search on Club Log. 4 German stations will be active as P40 X-ray from Aruba, SA036 from the 22nd of July to the 5th of August. QSL via DL8UD, direct or via the Bureau. The log will be uploaded to Club Log. Vlad UA0LCZ will be active as R66 IOTA from Popoff Island, which is AS066, from the 25th to the 30th of July. QSL home call sign direct or Bureau. Dieter DF2SD will be active as OZ stroke call sign from Fano Island, EU125, from the 23rd of July to the 4th of August. He'll operate SSB in digital modes on the 6 to 80 meter bands, QSL via Club Locks OQRS, Logbook of the World and EQSL, or via his home call either direct or via the Bureau. John W5JON will operate as Victor 47JA from the island of St. Kitts until the 5th of August. He operates SSB on 160 metres to 6 metres, QSL home address in Texas. Pierre V3KTB will be operating as VY0ERC from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station located on Ellesmere Island until the 22nd of July. This will count as NA008 for IOTA awards, QSL manager M0OXO. Now for special event news, Mid-Ulster ARC will operate a special event station at Coney Island until the 30th of July. Operation from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the address is Meharry Country Park, County Armagh, BT716NS. Between the 22nd and the 30th of July, a Big Scout Jamboree takes place near the town of Sonderborg in Denmark. The Scout Jamboree will be active with the special call sign OZ17SJ and the QSL manager is OZ1ACB. No IRCs or paper cards, please. Use Club Log OQRS. More details from qrz.com/db/OZ17SJ. Now the contest news today. The 16th and 70 MHz trophy contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Also today, the 16th, the low power contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using CW on 3.5 to 14 MHz bands, the exchange signal report, serial number and power. On Tuesday, 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC is immediately followed by the 70 MHz UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC, where where you can use all modes. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled via G0KYHE3YLA and G4BAO, sunspot number 2665 caught NOAA by surprise last week. As we wrote in the last report, it was only just rotating into view, but ultimately turned out to be very large. It helped push the solar flux index up to 91 during the week, although it was the only sunspot group visible. We got the magnetic prediction about right, though, with solar material from a coronal hole pushing the K index up to 5 on Sunday the 9th. The unsettled conditions continued until midweek, but then started to calm down after that. Otherwise, it was business as usual with the summer ionosphere as the upper band struggled to open the F2 layer DX at times. Maximum usable frequencies were about 14 to 18 MHz over a 3,000 km path, although daytime summer D layer absorption meant that at times there was little DX to be heard. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index in the range of 85 to 90, with the chance of unsettled geomagnetic conditions midweek due to a coronal hole activity, so it looks as though this weekend may offer the best HF conditions. As always, keep an eye on the 40, 30 and 20 metre bands in the early mornings and late evenings. They may still bring the odd surprise. Sporadic openings are still possible on HF, but not as prevalent as they were in May and June. And now the VHF and up. The start of the week is dominated by weak high pressure over southern Britain, but it may provide some temporary nighttime and early dawn tropo. As midweek approaches, the models are keen to bring an area of thundery rain northwards from France into southern Britain, so rain scatter on the gigahertz band is a good mode to look out for. The latter part of the week sees high pressure returning to bring the tropo back, so again to overnight lift or perhaps some DX to the south across Biscay or to northern Spain. It's worth noting that the high holiday season in the Mediterranean region, there is potential for tropo on most days, pretty much from one end of the Med to the other. So pack that VHF handheld. These paths are so long that some of the QSOs may be labelled incorrectly as E's rather than tropos on the clusters. Usually tropo lasts for an extended period, whereas E's will be very transitory. On the lower band, some minor meteor showers are active around the end of July, but they don't peak this coming week. We still have some time to go with sporadic E season, and weak jet streams mean the options of on 10 metres, even if the high bands are not well supported. Moon declination is positive and increasing this week, and with falling losses as we approach another perigee on Friday. There's a good week in prospect for EME. And that's all from the propagation team this week. That's all from me with a very bad cold until next week, by which time I hope it's gone.